The ICASA conference, which begins Sunday, is an opportunity for all stakeholders involved in the fight against the deadly HIV virus to join efforts in committing to achieving an AIDS-free Africa. One of the senators who represents people with disabilities in the House of Assembly, Nyamayavo Mashavakure, says the goal for an AIDS-free Africa can only be achieved if people with disabilities are fully involved at every level.
The disabled themselves, they need information on sexual and reproductive health. They need information about sexually transmitted infections. They need information about HIV and AIDS. They also need to know how and where to access any remedial processes that may be available.
Senator Mashavakure says people with disabilities have sexual needs just like anybody else. He says those with disabilities are better placed to talk about HIV, AIDS, and sexually transmitted infections instead of having others speak on their behalf.
Disabled people, just like anybody else, are humans and they are susceptible to infections from sexually transmitted diseases and HIV and AIDS and any other disease. So they should not be surprised to find that one of the days they encounter, maybe at a clinic or somewhere else, a person with a disability suffering from an infection which they might have thought could not be associated with a disabled person.
A member of the National Disability Board, Lillian Gwanyanya, says women with disabilities are the worst affected by HIV/AIDS because many of them are single mothers. She says it is important for organizers of ICASA to ensure the voices of women with disabilities are heard during the conference.
There is a bond between disability and HIV and AIDS because someone with a disability is someone who is vulnerable. With a disability, you are vulnerable to catch a lot of diseases if you are a woman. Because I'm saying women with disabilities, if you look at it in society, you find that most of them are not married, but they are mothers with children. So it means they are sexually active. And being sexually active, it means they need to be educated on HIV, AIDS, and STIs to protect them. And there, ICASA here has come at the right moment.
Zimbabwe Health Minister Dr. David Parerenyatwa, who is scheduled to speak on the opening day of ICASA, says while Zimbabwe has done a lot to stem the spread of HIV, it can do more. He says the country has now to open discussion on tackling homosexuality and prostitution as key areas of vulnerability in the fight against HIV/AIDS.
We've not done enough. We think we have, but we haven't. Yes, we've disseminated information, but if you go to growth points now, it's still a challenge. People who sell sex, don't arrest them. That's not the answer. The correctional services, where men are having sex with men, to me, it's a key population. Those are what you should be looking at. So those are the areas, I think, that we need to look at and be able to address in an open manner.
Pastor Thomas Mchadenyika is a professional counselor for youths with disabilities in Harare. He says the conference should seek a solution for those who are visually impaired, who have no access to braille materials on HIV, and those who are deaf, who do not get enough information on HIV/AIDS and STIs. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, I am Safari Njema.